The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. So, hello and welcome everyone to this edition of Happy Hour. So, for today's practice, I wanted to invite us to practice with being peace. Being peace. For the sake of ourselves, for the sake of others, breathing in peace, breathing out peace. And I'll say just a few words. Being peace, as some of you might know, is also the title of a book by Thich Nhat Hanh, a favorite book of mine, with wonderful teachings and stories. And looking at some of the quotes from that book, one of the quotes that really resonates is that Thich Nhat Hanh, the great teacher, a Zen teacher, says, "You are not an observer, you are a participant." And that particularly touches me. You're not an observer, we're always a participant. And just to say the reason why I'm choosing this theme for today is the past few days have been particularly topsy-turvy in our world, in our country, and it's so important to be peace, to breathe peace, to hold peace, both internally and in the world. And we're not just observers. We are participating. We are participants because we are alive at this time. We're holding witness to what's happening on the global stage, on the internal stage of our hearts and minds, what's happening here, externally, internally. It's all, we're a part of this. We are a part of this, whether or not we like it, we are a part of this. So let us breathe peace. Let us breathe peace internally. Especially as we get riled up or anxious or angry, or which, again, not to say that there is no justification for becoming morally outraged for things that are happening, so not to condone it. And yet, can we hold all this with peace, with a sense of uprightness, with internal peace that maybe is morally upset. So how can we breathe peace, be peace internally, externally? I'll offer this as a koan. How can being peace not be orthogonal, not be completely different or separate from being a participant, being active? We don't have to completely tune out the world in order to maintain our peace. Can we do that? What can you let that be a koan that you actually live? So, yeah, I'll bring another quote from Thich Nhat Hanh, which is, "Breathing in, I calm my body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment." Breathing in, I calm my body. I calm my body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment. So I think that's enough for setting the frame of being peace. Being peace. How can we be peace? The sake of ourselves and others in this moment. So without further ado, let's sit together. arriving every moment, a new arrival in this body, in this heart, in this mind. Inviting the body, first and foremost, the body to soften a bit. Turning the gaze inward, the body parts. Is there tension anywhere? As I say that, I notice my forehead is tense. I invite it gently if it wants to relax. I notice my jaw is a little tight. I notice my neck and shoulders are a little tight. And when I notice that, oh, my forehead releases some more. And so does my lower back. Then my belly feels more expansive, more released. Then I feel even more leftover tension in my forehead and in my neck. Feels like the more I notice, the more layers release. If you can do this for your body, if you've been following my map, follow your own map. First and foremost, we always bring awareness to the body. Aware of the body. Aware of the breath moving in the body. And now gently inviting awareness around the heart center, the center of the chest, where we associate with emotions, care, goodwill, love, tenderness. Compassion and hurt too. Allowing the breath to move through the heart center. And simply bringing awareness, gentle awareness. If you like to practice being peace with invitations from Thich Nhat Hanh, breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Breathing out, I smile. Smiling, both a gesture of friendliness towards ourselves and the world. Saying, I mean well. I'm friendly, world. To you, to myself. Breathing in, I calm body and mind. This gesture of peace, breathing in. Calming, peaceful, stable, grounded. And breathing out. Gesture of goodwill towards ourselves and the world. Breathing out, I smile. The second sentence, the third sentence, dwelling in the present moment. I know this is the only moment. Dwelling in the present moment. I know this is the only moment. I'll read the three sentences slowly. Feel free to linger with whichever one is speaking to you, enlivening you, or all three after another. Breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile, and maybe you smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment. Breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment. I know this is the only moment. Dwelling in the present moment. I know this is the only moment. Breathing in my calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment. Breathing in my calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment. Let the words of Thich Nhat Hanh, calm, settle, gladden the heart and mind. Being peace. And if you get lost, distracted, it's okay. Begin again. Not a problem. Just begin again. As easy as that. Begin again. Again and again and again. And as we bring this meditation to a close, one last time, connecting, really connecting with the words, with the intention. Breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Can you smile to yourself and the world for a moment? You have a smile available. I know we all do, somewhere in there. Dwelling in the present moment. I know this is the only moment. Dwelling in the present moment. I know this is the only moment. Thanks everyone for your practice. This practice inspired by Thich Nhat Hanh, his teachings. Beautiful teacher. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, this is these sentences are drawn or borrowed from his book, Being Peace. I also put it in chat. And especially the title of the book, Being Peace, especially, I love the book. And yet there's something about the title that nowadays, with what is happening in our world, feels so appropriate. How can we be peace? Calming the body and mind, smiling even when it seems challenging, out of friendliness, goodwill, knowing this is the only moment, and that we are not just observers, but participants, as he says. Another part of the book, you are not an observer, you are a participant. I love that. Maybe I'll put that quote also in the chat. So, I feel a lot more peaceful than before we started this practice. I don't know about you guys. There's something powerful about both bringing awareness to the in-breath, out-breath with phrases, and also this invitation to smile. It is really, it's metta, it's goodwill in action. When we smile, we're activating a sense of friendliness towards ourselves, towards others. It's so active. It's not theoretical. The metta phrases, may you be happy, may you be well, yeah, they have their own place, of course. And so does the simple practice of smiling. So I want to invite us to smile at yourself, to just act of friendliness. Hi, I'm friendly. I'm friendly. I'm friendly to myself. I'm friendly to you. And see what that might do. There is some research about smiling, blah, blah, blah. I won't get into it, but it does physiologically change something about the state of our mind, about the state of our heart. It truly does. So with that, I want to invite us as we engage, as you're invited to engage with in small groups. What happens if you, even if you, you know, usually don't smile, you know, your face is usually a serious one. What if you smile in small groups? It might feel foolish. Great, be a fool. How wonderful to be a friendly fool. Yay, the world needs more friendly fools instead of mad, angry ones filled with ill will. Be a smiling, a friendly being with and the smile really can not talk about anthropologically and physiologically such an expression of goodwill. So I want to invite us to practice, to explore how did these phrases, these invitations from Thich Nhat Hanh, breathing in, I calm my body and mind. I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile, dwelling in the present moment. I know this is the only moment. I love how the third sentence brings impermanence and just, this is it, people. This is it. You don't have enough. Don't get another chance to smile. You don't get another chance to be friendly, to be kind. This is it. The only moment. Hello. It's like a wake-up call. Impermanent beings, fellow mortals. This is it. So with this spirit, I want to invite you to feel into small groups. Maybe you just show up and you smile. When your turn comes, you just smile and say pass. That's perfectly fine. Or maybe you want to offer a few words or just hold witness. It's very spacious. And if you're like, oh, I want to jump off, I want to log out, see if you want to stay just a few minutes and smile and receive other people's smile. And if you do decide to bring what's happening in the world in, please bring a dharmic view. It's not just kvetching about what's happening in the world. That's you can do that with your friends. But here, bring a dharmic view. Oh yeah, I was really unhappy and then angry and then I realized, I can have a couple of breaths and still I'm upset, but I have more grounding. So bring the dharmic view if you bring the world, and really that's my ask of you. Don't just do your if there is a regular way of being unmindful, leave that out. Be mindful even if you choose to bring the world in, okay? Great. So I'm going to create the small groups, and the invitation is smile, even if it seems like there's not a lot to smile about, but there's plenty to smile about. The world is still, there's still goodness and beauty and peace. We can be peace. So I'm going to open the groups. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Let's go in alphabetical order. Here we go.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Welcome back. We have time for reflections, questions, feedback, and it's so nice to see so many smiles after this small group, breakout group. So, Jerry, please.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I was tied up with work and joined late, but what really struck me was Thich Nhat Hanh's comment about you are participants if you're alive at this moment. And I guess what I said in the small group, which touched me, was in this moment, when I do feel some uncertainty, perhaps I'm misjudging reality, but in the world, but nonetheless, I feel safest in the moment.
Mm.
Not the moment that passed, not the moment that's coming, but in this precious moment is actually the safest place to be. And to be there and recognize I'm a participant at the moment that I'm alive with the rest of you is a very powerful experience. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jerry. Beautifully said. Yeah. I'm so touched by what you said. You've realized. Oh, wow. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. There is so much that can be, there can be so much uncertainty and fear and lack of safety in the future moment, whatever the future might bring or take away, right? And in the past, whereas here is the, just here as it is, I can be here. I can just be with this. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Even if it's not, perfect. I mean, the world is never perfect. It's imperfect, impermanent, impersonal, the marks of existence. Yeah. And maybe I'll also add another quote from Thich Nhat Hanh. I'll also put it in chat too. But, and ties with this a bit, which is life is both dreadful and wonderful. To practice meditation is to be in touch with both aspects. It's just the sense of just in this moment, just the presence in this. It's not being overwhelmed, but being in touch. And that, and the safety of what you were talking about, it just feels like refuge. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for. Refuge. And I see you're nodding your head, Jerry. You're welcome to add more if you wish, or let it be.
Absolutely. Refuge in that moment.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Thank you. Izzy, I see your hand, please.
Hey, Izzy. So I do martial arts and I've been meditating the last 4 or 5 years. And I noticed that in both situations, the more I practice, the more time I have in the moment. The pause is more comfortable and I can respond in appropriate way. I've been in a couple of fights. I've been training about 20 years and it felt like I had forever to respond to the punch. And the same thing has happened with the meditation in real life where someone does something stupid. It feels like I have forever to respond to them. And I'm from the former Republic of Yugoslavia, so there's still some tension between the different peoples. And this guy walks by every once in a while, gives me a dirty look, like almost like he wants to get into a fight with me. And this time, instead of responding in some way, I actually just looked at him like I was confused, like, I don't know what's going on. And it really threw him off. It's like he got mad I didn't accept the anger and didn't respond with anger. It was interesting.
That's great. Thanks, Izzy. Thanks so much for sharing this. And actually, this story that you shared, it brings up a story from the Buddha. I'll tell the story briefly. So someone goes to the Buddha and is really angry and just hurls invectives and profanity. It just says lots of really awful things to the Buddha. And the Buddha just listens with mindfulness. And at the end, when the person is done, he says, okay, well, if you give a gift to someone and the person does not accept your gift, who does the gift stay with? And the guy says, well, with the gift giver, of course. If he says, well, then I do not accept all the things that you just said. Therefore, they remain with you. So, touche. Anyway, so it's It's reminding me, so you didn't accept this guy's anger or ill will or whatever it might have been. It's like, well, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. May you be well. And maybe next time you'll even add, may you be well, whatever you're intending. May you be well, may you be happy. And yeah, this also, as you said, yeah, the pause, the awareness, it opens up. It's something, space opens up in the present moment. Karen, please.
Well, I shared with my small group that I have the great fortune to watch my granddaughter, who's 10 months old, 1 or 2 days a week. And so it's just you're there in the present with her and you are smiling. And no matter what she does, it's just delightful. And even when she's frustrated or whatever little baby things are going on, it's all just very captivating to me, and I see her little personality growing, and just yeah. And I'm very the day just flies by, I think, just because I'm so present. And then I try now to really continue on with my when she leaves, my evening and my day in that mindset, just whatever I'm doing, just be there and be kind of delighted by it, no matter what it is. So, kind of like I could be delighted by her little crying fit. I'm still delighted by her. So, kind of keeping that smile in all those circumstances. So she's my little Buddha for me.
Oh, great. Thank you for sharing this, Karen. Oh, it just delights my heart to no end. Your little Buddha teacher, your granddaughter, and you see the hearts. And yeah, the sense of presence that she's in, and she brings it, and you practice it with her. You enter the space of being present. And also, as I've been watching, I have to say I feel the same way about your dog. He or she's also in the present, like with the chew toy that he or she has. It's very sweet, just so present, like right here with the chew toy. And I also feel her smile. It's just like having fun with the chew toy. It's sweet.
Yes, animals and kids, they can keep you just in the here and now and kind of keep all that other stuff that's going on. I don't know, puts it in perspective.
Exactly. It's a sense of refuge because, of course, we do need to plan. We do need to, all the things we need to do. Of course, we do. There's all of that, and to have the refuge, the stabilizing of the present moment, just right here. It's beautiful. Thank you so much. Yeah. So. Yeah, still have maybe time for another reflection. Also, chat is open if you want to put in chat. I wonder if you experimented with smiling and how that was in the small group or smiling to yourself during the meditation. Yeah, I'd love to hear about that as well. Maybe while I'm waiting for you to summon up the courage or the feeling or the words to raise your hand, I'll share. As I was practicing, the meditation today, I took the instructions and I was smiling. And the more I smiled, breathing out, the more my heart felt uplifted and stability and calm. And just there was just such deliciousness in the refuge. With this smile. Ah, I see Margot's hand. Margot, please.
So I don't know why this has never dawned on me before that I can enjoy the meditation, that I can experience joy. So when you every time that you would say, to smile when breathing out, I smile, it was so freeing. It was somehow lightened the meditation because it's too easy to do that self-talk of, oh, I'm off track again. Oh, back to the breath. It was like, oh no, I'm smiling. I'm on track. It was so beautiful. And And it felt so complete. I didn't even feel like I needed to say anything afterwards in small group. And the real paradoxical thing for me was, this is the 1 year anniversary of the death of a friend of mine. And it was a difficult circumstance. And so I spent the day feeling just very internal and reflective and sad and honoring. So it was so transformative to be in the meditation, be smiling on the exhale, and to know that that was part of our friendship too, was to be happy and to be smiling. And so thank you. It was just a wonderful experience.
Thank you so much, Margot. Thank you for bringing all of that in. The delight, the ease, the poignancy, all of it. Thank you. So touched. And Diana, you get the last word. You have a minute left, please.
We talked about the exact same thing. But the idea that just the word smile, the simplicity of it, was a complete experience or thing. And just in one word, all of metta is there. And within and without and inner and outer, and the experience of this smile and of the meditation, it just seemed pleasurable to us. There was a simplicity about it that that was in its own way calming and bringing goodness, and so much appreciated.
Thank you. Bringing goodness. Thank you so much, Diana. That's lovely. Yeah. Thank you all for your practice, for smiling with yourself at the world. This simple, but this practical, just really the practice to smile even when somebody's walking right by and looking, giving us a dirty look, as he was talking about. What if you just smile, look confused, like smile back at them as gift of friendliness. Yeah, we're out of time. So yeah, I want to appreciate you all for your wholehearted practice. May all beings everywhere have safety, have peace, have ease, have happiness. And and knowing our own goodness, knowing our own goodness, gosh, this planet Earth, may we get along. All right, take care, everyone. Take care, and I'm going to ask you all to unmute yourselves. Ding, ding, ding. Let's see, where do I do that? Ask all to unmute. Thanks, everyone. Take good care. Bye.
Thanks,
Nikki.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a wonderful evening.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for
everyone.
Everything.
Thanks.
Including the smiling.
Take care. Bye.